Government climate advisors decree public eat less meat, don't fly, buy an EV, and start walking. By Simon Kent on November 28, 2024. Eat less meat. Stop flying. Use public transport. Buy an electric vehicle, EV. Start walking. These are just some of the edicts the left-wing UK Labour government's main climate change advisors insisted Wednesday are needed to impose on the general public to hit net zero goals. Leading members of the Climate Change Committee, CCC, spelled out that hitting the net zero target would involve widespread public behaviour change while speaking in Westminster before a government inquiry, the Daily Mail reports. New targets demand the UK's emissions be cut to 81% of 1990 levels by 2035. Asked at the Commons Environmental Audit Committee to what extent will individual behavioural change be needed to achieve that goal, James Richardson, Director of Analysis at the CCC, said. In terms of the analysis we've done, about 10% of emissions reduction to 2035 comes from what we would think of as behavior change. That's predominantly around diets, flying and modal shifting, too, public transport. Detailing the key behavioral changes people would notice if the UK follows the CCC's advice, Richardson continued, it's not about telling people you must stop flying, but it's the rate of growth of flights that we think would happen if we didn't take any action. When we talk to citizens, people seem willing to accept there must be some degree of constraint. Related, climate activists get arrested after blocking Citibank HQ. Regarding changes in diet, Richardson said, we think about half the change you'd need to get to by 2035 is a continuation of the existing trends of people changing what they eat. The Mail reports Richardson said he supported the zero-emission vehicle, ZEV, mandate which imposes stiff fines if car makers miss their sales targets for EVs. The policy has been blamed by auto giant Stellantis for it deciding to close its Vauxhall van-making plant in Luton after 120 years. While Europe continues to turn on its back on EVs, as Breitbart News reported. But Richardson said he sees that as natural industrial attrition. We know from previous transitions between technologies that incumbent firms can get left behind. We all remember Blockbuster Video or Kodak. When these new technologies come in, it can be easy for incumbents to think they have more time to change than they do. The ZEV mandate is actually a way of saying to industry, as much as anything, look, actually you have less time than you think. Sacre bleu. Climate protesters hurl soup at Mona Lisa. The stipulations outlined to MPs on Wednesday directly contradict promises by Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer earlier this month that reducing greenhouse gas emissions would not involve people in Britain having to change their lifestyles. Speaking at the COP29 summit in Azerbaijan a fortnight ago, the Starmer promised he would not be telling people how to live their lives by reducing air travel or changing their diets. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.